together. Hoy!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
Blue River Valley and the little town of Mesquite had been ravaged by a series of daring outlaw raids. First, it was the Drover's Bank.
Reach for the ceiling, folks. There's a stick-up. Scoop up the hard cash, Matt, and don't let him hold out on you.
I'll get it.
You can't get away with a hold-up on broad daylight.
What do you call this?
I'll see that you won't.
You're wrong, mister. Anybody who tried to draw from a shoulder holster when he's covered ought to know better.
Right, I get it all.
Good. Now listen, the boys are waiting for us outside. This place is under 20 gun sights. Remember that if you got any ideas about reaching for guns when we leave. Come on, Matt.
Another holder.
Who was it?
Did you recognize them? Keller's Raiders. They've got the law around here in Buffalo.
Next, the local office of Wells Fargo Express.
Hey, what
don't
the...
Don't need to bother about taking that gold from the strong box and putting it in the safe. We'll take it.
Well, I'm not going to let you...
You'd rather argue with a bullet?
No. No, don't shoot.
Grab it, boys.
All right.
Now, let's hightail it.
Keller's Raiders. I'm sure of it.
And on a dozen different ranges on successive nights...
Dick, take the heel! Scott, ride the drag! Come on, let's hurt those critters through the gap!
What's the meeting about?
Lige Moulton. He's run for sheriff.
Lige Moulton, eh?
We need some law around here. Let's see what he has to say.
Ladies and gents, I ain't telling you anything you don't already know when I say that nobody's life is safe in this country anymore. Murder, robbery, rustling. We've all been victims of the worst gang of thieves and killers this country has ever seen.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the law here in Mesquite is so dumb it can't handle crooks like that. Or because the law don't want to catch up. Now, what can the citizens of Blue River Valley do about it? Plenty. There's a sheriff's election coming up in 2 weeks. If you want real, honest protection for your lives and your property, put a two-fisted lawman in office. And I ain't ashamed to say I'm talking about myself. I give you my word, folks. A vote for me is a vote for law and order.
Here's the man we want. Lige Moulton for sheriff.
You better cheer, you dumb galoots.
Hi, Sheriff.
Hello, Marty.
Hear that speech Lige Moulton made over by the courthouse a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I heard it.
What do you think of it?
A lot of wind.
You know, Sheriff, the worst part of that wind is a lot of folks around here will believe it.
You're right, that's the worst part of it. They'll believe it. When anybody with the brain of a gopher knows that all this killing and rustling here in the valley is the work of Joe Keller's raiders.
Sure, but...
And Lige Moulton takes orders from Joe Keller. He always has and he always will.
Where can I find a gent named Joe Keller?
Who are you?
Never mind that. I want to talk to Keller.
Joe don't talk to just any hombre that drifts in.
Yeah, he'll talk to me. Now, where is he?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. And unless you tell him, understand what a 45 means, don't you?
Well, I... You follow me. Joe's in the back room. Gent to see you, Joe.
Yeah. Who is he?
He won't say. But he made it pretty plain that he wants to see you.
I'll make it even plainer, hombre.
Put that gun away and sit down.
You Keller?
And if I am?
I heard a lot about you from an hombre we both know.
Yeah?
Say, maybe we'd better talk private.
That's all right. If you want to talk, who sent you here?
A gent named Carson. Hope Carson.
You mean Hope steer you to me? Why didn't you say so?
Oh, I didn't know whether you'd heard from Carson.
Had a letter 2 days ago. You must be Slim Egan.
That's right.
Carson gave me quite a pedigree on you. Bank job up in Idaho single-handed. Shot your way through a posse. Is that your brand of action?
Oh, I get along.
Yeah, I figure you do.
Carson said you might be able to use me.
Didn't get rusty with your hog legs while you were in jail, did you?
Oh, I don't like to brag, Keller, but I'll outdraw and outshoot anybody you want to name.
Maybe.
What kind of a setup have you got here?
The best. We're doing all right. So will you if you want to stick around.
How about the law?
Not too much trouble so far. There'll be less after the election.
How come?
Lige Moulton's gone in. Lige is my man.
When do I start to work?
Right away. There's a bank over in Santa Rita.
Joe.
Ed. Meet Slim Egan. New man going to work with us.
Howdy.
Hiya. Joe.
Yeah?
I want to show you something. Come here.
Come on.
Look.
What do you mean?
See the redskin sitting over the table near the wall?
Yeah. What about him?
You know him?
Are you loco? All Indians look alike to me.
You don't understand, Joe. This red
skin... Wait a minute. I know that buzzard.
He's had his eye glued to this door for the last 2 hours.
All right, you two hombres. Spill it. Who is he?
Name's Tonto. He's a Lone Ranger sidekick.
A Lone Ranger, huh? What's the redskin hanging around here for?
That's why I figured I ought to let you know about it. He and the Lone Ranger got a habit of stringing in along with the law.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. If that Tonto's on the prowl, it's 8 to 5. The Lone Ranger's not far away.
Yeah. Shut the door, Ed.
How you gonna handle it, Joe?
I don't know. What would you do?
I'd beat him to the punch.
Oh.
I'll drift around to the front of the cafe. When the redskin leaves, you and the boys follow him. We'll put him in the middle.
Not bad. Matt, Ed, go out there and keep him covered.
Right, here you go.
You know, Joe, this might be a good chance to peg down that ranger hombre. Once and for all.
What do you mean?
We can get the engine. That won't be any trouble. Then we can use him for bait.
Slim, this is my lucky day. When you joined the gang, I finally found a gun hawk that has shooting irons and brains. Hey, let's go.
goes mad, he's going to leave. Let's stay behind him.
Yeah.
Hey, Injun.
Wait a minute. You call me?
Yeah. We want you to take a little ride with us.
Well, Tonto not know you. Me go now.
Not so fast, Redskin, unless you want to stop some lead.
Oh, you pull gun. Well, Tonto not like that.
Let go of my wrist.
You drop gun.
Matt, what's the matter with you? Gun. Shoot this Injun.
I can.
Grab my gun when he got your wrist.
Drop gun. That good. Now, Tonto, leave.
No, you won't, Tonto.
No. You sneak up behind, huh?
You better grab some air with those claws of yours before I drill you. Now, reach. All right, that's better. Did he hurt you, Ed?
Just my wrist. I'll be all right.
How'd it go?
We got him, Joe.
Good. Let's hit leather and get out of here. Get the horses, Matt.
Yeah. Why you do this?
You'll find out soon enough.
You know Tonto's name, huh?
Yeah, and I know your pard's name, too. It was him and you that sent me up for a 2-year stretch.
Oh, now Tonto know. You Slim Egan.
Oh, so you recognize me, huh? Don't be foolish now and drop your claws, or I'll be the last gent you'll ever recognize. Climb on that gray pony.
You have gun. Tonto do it.
All right, double with the engine, Joe.
Head for the pine breaks, the other side of the river. We got a camp over there. Get up.
Get up, boy.
Understand why Tonto is staying in town so long, Dan.
Maybe he's heard some word of that outlaw you're looking for. What's his name?
Egan. Slim Egan. But if Tonto found trace of Egan, he'd come back and tell me. I think the best thing for you and I to do is ride into Mesquite.
Here, Silver.
Here, Victor. Just who is Slim Egan?
An outlaw who was released from the state's prison in Missouri just a few weeks ago. Oops, steady, big fella.
What made you think he'd head in this direction?
Principally because Joe Keller and his gang have been operating pretty openly around here lately.
Can't the law stop him?
Apparently not. And if Slim Egan joins up with Keller, the situation will be even worse.
Golly.
But that doesn't explain why Tonto hasn't returned from Mesquite. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
Dan, see the bartender, describe Tonto, and ask if anyone has seen him.
Sure. Say, bartender, I'd like to...
Better vamoose, kid. This ain't no place for you.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you a question.
What is it?
Well, have you seen an Indian in here tonight? He's wearing a light-colored buckskin shirt.
And another headband?
Yeah, that's right. His name's Tonto.
He left about 2 hours ago.
Oh. Alone?
No. Come to think of it, that redskin went out of here with someone else. Oh, I know. He's with Ed Pomeroy and Matt.
Who are they?
A couple of Joe Keller's boys. You're too young to understand what that means, Shorty.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for the information.
Find out anything, Dan?
Yeah. Tonto left here about 2 hours ago with Ed Pomeroy and Matt. Two of Joe Keller's men.
Joe Keller? Tonto must have found a lead on Slim Egan.
But why would he go with them and not tell us?
There's only one answer to that, Dan.
What?
He didn't go of his own free will. He might have been kidnapped.
Golly.
Joe Keller has a hideout somewhere in this valley. We'll scour it from one end to the other till we find that camp. Come on, Silver.
All right, Victor.
Falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. After kidnapping Tonto, Joe Keller and his outlaw gang raced for the pine brakes on the other side of Blue River. Less than an hour later, they arrived at the hideout.
What'll we do with the engine, Joe? Take him into the cabin?
Add one of those pines over there. He'll be safe enough.
Sure. Hey, what became of Matt?
He stopped down trail about 5 miles. We always keep a lookout when we use this place.
Good idea. Come on, Redskin. Hit the dirt.
Ed, help Slim tie him up. And both of you come into the cabin.
Yeah, right away, Joe.
In the bright moonlight, it was easy for Dan and the Lone Ranger to follow the main trail out of town. But as they reached the approach to the Blue River, the terrain became rocky and sandy. And soon the masked man called a halt.
Where does this trail lead?
Across the river into the pine brakes. I think we better turn off the other way because I... Oh, wait a minute. Steady, fool.
What is it?
Footprints, Dan. We're lucky that the moon is so bright tonight. I wouldn't have seen them.
How many horses?
4. They're headed west.
Hey, do you think maybe...
Steady, big fella. There's no way to tell, Dan. That's the first fresh trail we've found, so we'll follow it.
Maybe lead to the place we're looking... Hey, what was that?
Rifle shot over to our left.
We're good targets. He might
maybe
be shooting...
he wasn't shooting at us. It might have been a signal. Oh, I know we're going to follow this trail. Come on, Silver.
Get a picture.
In Joe Keller's cabin, the gang leader and his gunmen waited for the arrival of the Lone Ranger, who they felt certain would attempt to rescue Tonto. After they heard the warning rifle shot, Keller and Slim continued to talk in low tones until...
That rifle shot we heard a while back was Matt's signal, Joe.
I know it.
Must be somebody headed this way who wouldn't have signaled.
Sure, but Matt can take the cut off and beat him. We'll know what he means soon enough.
I guess I'm hoping for too much, but if the Lone Ranger could have accidentally picked up our trail... Nothing could be better.
I don't know why you're so all-fired anxious to meet that critter, Slim. From what
I've hear, already met him. The only reason I'm hoping is because I've got a score to settle.
Slim's right. We'll hole up here for a few days. As long as the Redskins with us, he'll...
Hey, Matt, what's eating you?
Didn't you hear my signal?
Sure, we heard it.
Somebody pick up our trail, Matt?
You were right about the Lone Ranger.
What do you mean?
Him and a young kid are headed this way, following your trail like it was marked with signposts.
Good.
I guess the engine was beat already.
Let me handle this, will you, Joe?
What do you mean?
Well, it's kind of a personal matter between me and that sidewinder with a mask.
What do you want to do?
Let's douse this light and circle to the other side of the clearing where the engine's tied to that tree.
Why not just wait here and blast the critter when he rides up?
Well, the light might tip him off. And you don't know how fast that hombre is with his guns.
I thought you claimed to be pretty fast yourself.
Oh, I am. But I want to draw first.
All right. Put out the light, Matt.
Yeah.
Lead the way, Ed.
Sure. Follow me.
As the outlaws circled the clearing, on one side of which they had left Tonto tied firmly to a pine tree, they were unaware that the Indian had long ago slipped his bonds, that he had heard the rifle shot and sensed its significance, that even now, as they crept through the underbrush, their escaped prisoner was sounding a peculiar bird call that would warn Dan and the Lone Ranger.
Hey, wait a minute, all of you.
What's wrong?
There it is again. What is it?
You mean that bird croaking?
Yeah.
That's all. Just a bird croaking.
Never heard one like that before.
Hey, Joe. You can sure tell Slim comes from back east. Never heard a night bird before.
Come on. We want to be on all sides of that red skin when the masked man rides up.
Lone Ranger and Dan rode slowly through the pine brake. The moonlight cast weird shadows through the tall trees, and occasionally covered the silent riders and their white stallions with a silver glow. As they approached the densest part of the wood...
Oh,
Hey, did you hear that? It must be.
Yes. Yes, Dan, it's Tonto. He's near here. We'll signal and wait for him. Tonto.
Me here, Kimusley.
What happened, Tonto?
Me and Cafe, Slim Egan, Joe Keller. Other men, bring me here.
Golly.
Slim Egan. So you found him.
They get Tonto, leave trail to make you follow and kill you.
So that's their plan. Where are they now, Tonto?
Cabin in pine breaks. They tie Tonto to tree. Me get loose plenty quick. See him turn out light in cabin. Come through brush. They come now. Find Tonto gone.
Good. Yeah, this is our chance to prove to everyone that Lige Moulton and Joe Keller are working together.
Me not savvy. Well,
there isn't time to explain. Now you wait here, Tonto, but keep out of sight. Dan and I will draw them off and make a quick ride to Mesquite. We'll be back as soon as possible.
It's taken that buzzard long enough to ride up here. You sure it was him you saw?
I know it was. I saw him in the moonlight.
What the... That's him, and he's riding the other way.
No lights in the cabin. He couldn't have seen anything.
Picked up our trail and then stopped. Hey, maybe the Redskin knows something about this. Come on. Don't make that sneaking engine. He's gone. He's gone.
Slipped out of them rawhide ropes, slicker than a whistle.
I don't see how.
Well, he's vamoose. There's nothing we can do about it now. Hey, if he's worn that mask, man. Come on, let's get back to the cabin. Pack up and get out.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Dan had ridden back to the town of Mesquite. There they had separated. And a few minutes later, the masked man was knocking on the door of a small house.
Who's that? Who's there?
I want to talk to Lige Moulton.
Who is it?
I have a message from Joe Keller.
Oh, wait a minute.
No sense in waking me up in the middle of the night. Masked! I'll show you!
You're coming with me!
What's that you're saying, son?
Well, you're the sheriff, aren't you?
Sure, but...
I've been trying to find the hideout of Keller's raiders for 2 or 3 months.
How do you know?
If you form a posse and follow me, I'll show you where it is.
You'll show me? A young squirt like you show me?
And you can also prove the connection between Lige Moulton and Joe Keller.
It sounds good, son, but...
You don't trust me. Is that it?
You can't blame me, kid. I never saw you before and I don't know
where... A friend of mine was afraid you might feel that way. So he asked me to give you this.
What the... A silver bullet.
Yeah. Does that make any difference, Sheriff?
Stay right here, son, till I get dressed. You and me are going to round up a posse.
Oh, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh. Tonto.
Yes.
Steady. Help me carry this man, Kimusabe.
Take him.
To the same tree where you were tied.
This is the place.
Good. Now let's tie him up. He's gagged, so he can't make any noise. But we'll have to hurry. Dan's bringing the sheriff and a posse. They'll be here any minute.
That fixed him.
Good. Come on. Let's get away from here.
Is this the place?
No. It's just over the river in that grove of pine trees. There's a cabin in the center of a clearing. You'd better go on foot from here on. That way they won't hear the horses fording the river.
Good idea. Hit the dirt, boys. We're going to ride Shank's mare from here on.
All right, Sheriff.
Come on, Dan. Ain't you going with us?
No, I'm waiting here. My friends will meet me.
See you later, then. Come on, boys.
Come on, ain't no sense of waiting up here any longer, Joe. We got our stuff all together.
Reach, all of you.
Sheriff, what the...
Don't go for that gun, Joe. I'll blast you if you make a move.
Duck, boys, I'll kick over the light.
It's no use.
Sheriff, you can't get away. I've got a posse surrounding this place. Somebody light the lamp again.
Yeah, Sheriff.
Put the cuffs on them, boys.
It's a good thing that lamp didn't set this place afire. There's enough stolen goods and evidence in here to send you hombres to jail for life.
You can't prove a thing, Sheriff.
Besides that, there's a worse charge.
Yeah, what?
Kidnapping. We found a man tied to a tree out there in the clearing who claims he was kidnapped.
You mean that Injun? His word won't mean anything in court.
The man I found ain't no Injun. Bring him in, boys.
You can't take it.
Blake!
I'm not going to stand for this, Joe. What's the idea of sending some mass critter to bring me up here?
I didn't send it.
He says you did, Joe, and that's all the court wants to hear. You're under arrest, all of you.
You sure have rid Mesquite of a lot of skunks, Sheriff. I guess there's no doubt now about who's going to be our next sheriff. We're electing the same one. That right, boys? That's right. How'd you figure it out, Sheriff? How'd you know these buzzards were up here?
Well, it wasn't me, boys. Here's the answer right here.
Hey, what's that you got in your hand?
The answer to your question. It's a silver bullet.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated.